January 6th subpoenas issued. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Five Republican members of Congress have been ordered by the January 6th committee to appear, but they say they refuse to participate.
It is unprecedented for Congress to issue a subpoena to sitting lawmakers for testimony. Here are the five members who won't cooperate, all from the GOP. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, and Andy Biggs. Mo Brooks tweeted that if the committee wanted to hear from him, it should issue a subpoena. So the committee took Brooks's offer. The committee did not issue a subpoena for GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. House committee chairs say it's rare for anyone to ignore a subpoena. The 1-6 committee plans a wave of public hearings, some in prime time, in June.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. If members don't comply, the House could vote to hold them in contempt, triggering prosecution from the Department of Justice. The White House says it's working to address the baby formula shortage after a recall from earlier this year.
According to Politico, a former employee at Abbott's Sturgis, Michigan plant reported safety concerns to senior FDA officials in October, but the FDA didn't interview that whistleblower until December. The plant inspection didn't happen until January 31st. Then the recall happened February 17th. The White House revealed a new fact sheet telling the USDA to allow buyers paying with WIC benefits to use them for a wider variety of products, calling on the FTC to crack down on price gouging and ramping up imports from abroad while pushing manufacturers at home to produce more. While the president has unveiled plans to increase competition in other consolidated markets like meatpacking, so far it's not on the agenda for formula.
That is Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The White House says because of its actions, manufacturers have produced more formula in the past 4 weeks, but getting more formula on shelves still expected to take some time. Stocks fell slightly on Thursday. The S&P 500 heading for its sixth consecutive weekly decline. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Laguna Niguel Thursday say the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres and is in a 15% containment. Shane Sherwood from Orange County Fire Authority is the incident commander of the coastal fire.
Currently we have 20 destroyed structures and 11 damaged. And that assessment has been completed, and we continue to work with the city of Laguna Niguel to handle and address any of the impact residents in that community.
Two people have been injured but were released from the hospital. Mercedes-Benz issuing a do-not-drive recall for hundreds of thousands of vehicles over a braking problem.
It's a voluntary recall in which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is warning owners of 292,000 Mercedes-Benz ML, GL, and RS class vehicles from the 2006 through 2012 model years not to drive them until they're inspected at a dealership over potentially corroded brake boosters that could severely affect braking capability and increasing the risk of a crash. Mercedes says early signs of failure include a soft brake pedal or audible signs of air in the braking system. No crashes or injuries reported due to the defect. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's not yet summer, but looking ahead to the fall, the schedule is out for the upcoming NFL season.
The Los Angeles Rams will begin their quest for a Super Bowl repeat Thursday, September 8th, kicking off the 2022 NFL season against the Buffalo Bills as the league unveiled the full 2022 schedule Thursday. Some of the highlights, Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos going up against his old team, the Seattle Seahawks, for the first Monday Night Football game on September 12th. Thanksgiving will feature a triple header of the Bills facing the Detroit Lions, the New York Giants visiting the Dallas Cowboys, and the New England Patriots taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Then there's the Christmas Day triple header, which will feature the Green Bay Packers going up against the Miami Dolphins, the Broncos taking on the Rams, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers facing the Arizona Cardinals. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.